They don't need to see my face any more than they already do, so it's okay.
Nice. Right on.
What's up, guys? This is Zach, and you have just stepped into the dark blue. And I stepped into Deadbeat's barbershop a few months ago, and I immediately was taken back to eighth grade and was very excited. Like, you guys have no idea. So I met Sheldon Fuller, the owner of Deadbeat's, and he did a great job on my beard, on top of having a really cool place to come hang out. And he is opening a brand new shop on Main Street in Boerne, Texas. His grand opening is February 24th, right?
Yep.
Awesome. So, yeah, so we just wanted to have a little chat about what it means to be a barber and talk about some of the good old days with the music and all that kind of stuff that we connected on when we first met a few months ago. So,
yeah.
You guys welcome Sheldon Fuller.
What's going on?
yeah, man, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, dude.
I appreciate it. It's been in the works for few months
now. Yeah. Appreciate you being patient while we got this new place up and running.
Oh, no problem, man. This is a great spot. Really excited for you.
Let's see who.
Oh my! I've got the.
Who has a better pour?
Yeah.
I also have the lower carbonated beer.
Oh, there's that too. Okay.
Right. Life beer so champions.
And I have a Sierra Nevada Hazy Little Thing IPA. And so yeah, we're just gonna enjoy a couple beers and have a good chat, man.
Heck yeah.
So, yeah.
Cheers.
So, Sheldon actually got some pint glasses made for Deadbeat's. Super cool. And, So, how's your day been?
It's been good, man.
Yeah.
It's been long. Just been cutting hair.
Just cutting all the hairs.
Talking to a bunch of strangers.
Yeah.
Drinking a little bit in between.
Nice. So, that sounds like a pretty great job.
Yeah. Honestly. You can't have a place called Deadbeat's and not drink a little bit.
At least
you got to be responsible, but a little bit on the job. So,
yeah. That makes sense. What do you like to drink usually during the day when you're hanging out cutting hair?
Man, I prefer to drink Miller Lite because it is incredibly light.
Yeah.
And it
lives up to the name.
Yeah, it gives me the option to enjoy a little bit of an adult beverage.
Yeah,
while also still maintaining the professional,
nice
aesthetic. Yeah, I'm not looking to get drunk and cut your beard.
Right, have all these like crooked lines.
Yeah.
That's funny. I've been getting into a lot of lighter beers lately too. I went through my 20s, I was just like all excited about the crazy IPAs
and
stouts and all these things with extra just intense flavors and things like that. Yeah. But lately I've been just drinking a lot of German beers. And
dude, yes.
I love a good, like a solid German beer lately.
Yeah.
So
nah, man, they're good, dude. I honestly don't know when the last time I had like a real German beer was.
Oh yeah.
The Allstadt Hefeweizen, that one's really good.
Yeah.
Everything those guys make, like, is pretty, they have a really good Kolsch, too.
Yes, they do. Have you been out to the Allstadt Brewery by chance?
Yeah. It's like stepping into Disneyland of
it really is.
Breweries.
Yeah, it's like, insane. You feel like you're transported to Germany, right?
Yeah,
when you walk in the door.
No, it's crazy, man. I've never been to a facility that's as nice as that.
Yeah.
At least out in this area.
Oh, okay. Right now. Yeah, it's a beautiful space. A lot of the wineries out there are really pretty, too, but, that brewery is just a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
So when was your first drink? Do you remember when your first drink was?
Oh man. shoot. I'd say my first drink was probably 14.
Okay. Yeah.
Ashamed to say this. It was a Smirnoff Ice at a drag strip.
Nice.
Yeah. My sister and her boyfriend at the time put me out there to go watch the drag races and snuck back into the cooler and cracked one and drank the whole thing. So
that's a pretty decent first drink out, I think.
It was I don't know. I think it started my distaste for really fruity beverages.
Oh really?
So, yeah. I'm embarrassed to say how much I drank. I honestly don't remember how much I drank, but it made me really sick.
Oh okay.
If you've ever gotten sick on anything
sugary,
it'll ruin it for you.
It's absolutely.
So, yeah, it's like going to Burger King and getting food poisoning and
stuff.
Which, I'm a dirtbag, dude. I love Burger King.
Every time I pass by Burger King, it honestly gives me memories of like being going on base with my dad, like going to work with him for the day. And because they always had Burger King,
yeah,
on base, and that's so
smelled, it just
yeah,
hits you.
That water,
yeah,
it just
uh-huh.
yeah, you
yep.
can't pass it up.
Yeah,
so I totally get that.
When was your first drink?
My first drink, so I actually don't think I had a drink before I was 20.
Nice.
Yeah, and I was a big church kid, you know.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It was you
yeah,
know, always trying to be good or whatever, but I whatever that means.
Yeah,
but right, and so yeah, I think I had my first drink when I was 20, but I had quite a bit after that. Like
yeah.
throughout my 20th year, I got sick for the first time off
yeah.
of a plastic bottled Scotch whiskey blend. And
dude, I'm getting
oh
sick
my
just
God.
Thinking about it. Holy crap! That's like people get drunk off of boxed wine. It's like, oh man, you're better than that. You're better than that,
right? But and when you're 20, you don't know you're better than that.
No,
so.
Absolutely. I'm 33 and I still don't know I'm better than half the time. Hence the Miller Lite.
Yeah, you got a bottle of Jack back there somewhere too.
Oh yeah, I do. And a couple cans of Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to keep
nice.
Me proud.
Yes, so.
Absolutely.
My gosh. Yeah, I was in. Where was I? I think I was in Scotland several years ago, and I was hanging out with some people that got really excited about drinking Jack Daniels because they were like, oh, it's the American whiskey,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know, and like it was such a big deal to them.
Oh man,
and
those
so
poor folks.
Yeah, and this the, how they
Jack, but that's
it's a, I mean, it's a solid go-to whiskey, you know,
if
like,
you're gonna mix it with
with some Coke,
with some Coke.
Yeah, they wanted to drink it straight.
Coca-Cola, like, not the powdery substance. All right, guys.
Coca-Cola.
Yeah. Yeah, this is just like a brand plug.
Right.
We're going to call them up and just say like, hey, can you sponsor this podcast?
And
give us all the Coca-Cola.
If I could get Coke to sponsor Coca-Cola to sponsor this podcast, then
yeah.
we'd be in pretty good.
Oh,
man. That would be all right.
It would be dope.
So, you know, I'm curious how... What got you into being a barber? Like, it's a pretty big decision to make to, like, start your own business to begin with.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And our podcast, we're really big about, you know, talking to just regular guys who
mm-hmm.
decided to do big things with their lives, right? And starting a business is a big thing.
Yeah.
It's not something that you can really take lightly if you're going to do it, because there's a lot of work that goes into it.
Oh, yeah. And I was severely... unprepared.
Yeah,
so yeah, man, honestly, like, how I got started in this was I was an audio engineer for a really long time, and I started out doing just like local bands. Like my friends were playing in bands all throughout middle school and high school, and I too wanted to be a musician. Basically just filming running sound for all the bands because I was a miserable guitar player.
Oh.
And then slowly started figuring out that you couldn't really make a living doing bar gigs,
right,
with beer tabs for payment.
Seriously.
So it's a very long story, but long story short, I ended up getting it was supposed to be a summer gig at a church here in town, just running sound. And next thing I knew, I think 6.5, almost 7 years had gone by, and you know, it was great in the beginning, and then I got married and started, you know, enjoying being home a
gotcha.
Lot more. Mm-hmm. And so my barbers at the time would just sit there and listen to me bitch and moan about, are we allowed to cuss on the podcast?
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. But
we're all adults here.
Okay, perfect. After, I don't know, probably 2 years of getting to know me and cutting my hair and just listening to the ups and downs of the job that I was at, they started kind of applying pressure and trying to convince me to go to barber school. And you know, I'm not covered in tattoos, but for a very conservative town like Bernie, I at the time had a lot of tattoos, and they're like, dude, like, you fit the part, like, you're punk rock, you're somewhat okay at talking to people,
right?
And you know, we'll teach you everything you need to know. And
cool.
So that was probably a 6 month journey of them trying to talk me into it.
Yeah.
Dude, I was a year into this before I knew I liked it.
That's so you
yeah.
just did it as a means to an end, kind of get away from something else.
Yeah.
First,
I tried doing the college route, doing all the normal stuff that I feel like everybody says is like how you have to be successful,
mm-hmm.
and whatever their version of success is.
Right.
But, yeah, I failed miserably at all that stuff, and it just
yeah.
it, you know, different strokes for different folks. I just
absolutely
wasn't my path. And So
It's
yeah,
not for everybody,
I
man.
no.
Not at all. My first round of college, I did horribly. I think
Really?
I came out of it with like a 2.8 GPA or something like
Okay,
that for my business
nice.
degree.
Yeah.
So, it wasn't until I was in almost 40 now
Okay,
that I finally was like excited about school, So, yeah.
And I mean, learning's one of the most exciting things you can do. It's just about finding the avenue in which that learning process appeals to you, I guess.
I love that.
But
Love the way
yeah,
you said
so
that.
it yeah, man, I've been at it for I think this is my sixth year cutting hair now.
Okay.
So
So when you realized you like it, you hit that year point and you were like, I love this. What
yeah.
was it? What was it that made you realize you liked what you were doing?
Man, to be completely honest, and even now, like owning my own business and being at it for this long, I do kind of like the cutting hair aspect, but
Yeah.
again, that's a means to an end.
Okay.
I get to meet with and talk to so many rad people on a daily basis. I mean, starting out, you cut, I don't know, I was painfully slow when I was cutting hair to start out, but you start out doing like five haircuts a day and then eight and then 10 and 12. And then before you know it, you're doing upwards of like 25 to 35 haircuts a day. Like
Wow,
depending on,
that's a lot.
holiday season makes you want to drink in the not good way. You get to meet so many cool people and be a part of their life in a respect that not all, like, I don't really think too many people get to sit there and talk to strangers for an extended period of time, 20, 30, 45 minutes at a time. Maybe if you're a bartender.
If it's
But
not busy and you're not.
and assuming that you're not, giving them too much to drink and they start getting out of their mind. But that I think was what started turning my opinion towards, like, dude, this is gross. I'm getting covered in strangers' hair. This guy came straight from the gym with sweaty hair. Like, just, I mean, you name it. It's like, it's such a rad profession to be in, but there's also so many things that I don't think I or anybody else I've talked to have thought about as far as what goes on in a barber shop. But man, yeah, it's like getting to hear people's conversations, not just with me, but if you have two guys that have never met each other sitting in the waiting area just shooting the shit over something, like, I mean, it's awesome. It's one of the few places in today's world where I feel like you actually get more or less real authentic conversation with.
That's
So
really
yeah,
cool.
that was a very long-winded answer to a very simple question.
You realized you were building community and making a difference in people's lives, kind of
Yeah, well,
like.
and I didn't even think I was like making a difference in people's lives. Like, it was more like they were making a difference in mine.
Oh yeah, that's cool.
Because it having worked in a church, not to get on the church topic at all, but it's you meet a lot of really sweet people, but those people are there for one specific thing, and it's you meet a lot more, in my experience, a lot more plastic people. And whenever somebody's in here getting their hair cut, like, dude, that's a vulnerable place. Like, you're not gonna come into a barber shop four or five times over the course of a few months and bullshit your way through every conversation.
Yeah, seriously.
So it definitely was something where it was like, in the beginning, it was much more fulfilling to me. Like, I felt like it gave me a better outlook on life, if that makes any
Awesome.
sense.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
I think coming from a church experience like that, it would be really helpful to have a positive experience with people
Oh
like that.
yeah.
Because
Yeah.
I, you know, it's the same similar for me where I worked in a church setting for
Okay.
eight years.
Yeah.
And it does kind of create a very specific view of people
Yeah. Yeah.
in your
And that's
mind.
not like a
And
good or a bad thing.
yeah,
Like,
it's
it's just
just a thing.
everybody's different, but it's kind of, I don't know, man. I don't want to dog church or anything like that. It was just, I'm glad to have had the experience with people in recent years that I've had, because it, man, everybody's freaking cool. Even the jerks.
Even the jerks. Yeah, I
Yeah.
mean, that's what I tell people a lot is that, like, I think when it comes down to it, if you can get somebody to be vulnerable and really talk to you about who they are, typically you're going to find something in common.
Oh yeah.
You're going to really probably agree a lot more on things than you thought you might have to begin
Oh
with,
dude, 100%. Yeah, we have far more in common with each other than we have in differences. You know, it's and that doesn't matter what country you come from, what religion you are,
It doesn't matter. Like at the end of the day, like you boil all of our lives down, and most of us value the same things, which
Absolutely.
is really, really cool, you
Yeah,
know?
totally. I mean, that's what I don't know if you've ever seen Maslow's hierarchy of needs.
I'm not,
Okay, so there was a guy long ago who created this hierarchy of needs, and essentially it's like physiological needs, love and belonging. There's six levels. I can't think of all of them right now, but it's essentially a safety is one of them. Essentially, all humans need these same six things. And like we're all striving to achieve these same six things. And so we have different versions of what might get us there or different experiences and things like that. But when you get down to it, it's just like, yeah, I just want to be loved. I just want to be fed. I just want to,
Dude, 100%, man. It doesn't matter how macho the guy next to you is trying to be. Like at the end of the day, that is at the core of all of us. You
Yeah,
know what I mean?
absolutely.
Like it yeah, that's I need to after we're done with this, I need you to send me
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'll
that.
send it to you. It's pretty easy to find. But yeah, I'll definitely send it your way because it's good stuff to know. It's a good conversation starter.
Oh yeah, man.
But yeah, I mean, it's there. I've had people been in, conversation with people who I have very different opinions with, who I can have a positive conversation about life
Oh
because,
yeah, man.
it's
Yeah. Well, and I mean, shoot, dude, that not to get off on a tangent, but like going back to like what made me really fall in love with this. I mean, man, like the last couple of years, you've just seen everybody just pick extremes and go at each other's throats more or less. And obviously that's an extreme way of stating that. But I mean, man, like to get to talk to somebody who's, on this side with this view and all of that and like disagree with them, but be able to like come out of it and just be like, yeah, dude, like you wanna like I'll finish up your haircut and let's go grab a beer. You know what I mean? It's like it's going back to that like we have way more in common than we don't. And I think that's a truly rad thing, you know?
I completely agree. I The last episode we did actually was with these two ladies from an organization called Lifting Lucy, and they're really involved in the beer industry, helping to make inclusivity more common in the beer industry, right? And so it's same kind of thing. Like those ladies talk about how it's like there's a lot of people we don't agree on things with necessarily, but beer is always that kind of glue that brings us together,
Oh, heck
you
yeah, man.
know?
All right, if you follow along with the dark blue and you have not tried Sheath underwear yet, what are you actually doing with your life? Get on www.sheathunderwear.com. Save yourself a lot of rubbing, a lot of chafing, and a little bit of money with promo code dark blue, all caps dark blue. You'll save yourself 25%, and a portion of your purchase also goes to help us build our network of men's groups at independent breweries all around the country. So let's make this happen, guys. Get on sheathunderwear.com. The beer community, like, man, I get to talk to a lot of people, obviously. Like, I've already said that 400 times now, but I've gotten to talk to a ton of people that have struggled with sobriety, and it's always really interesting to me to like because I very much am a beer drinker. Like, I feel like that's like the it's almost the glue that holds like all of my friends. Like none of us have anything in common, but that's brought us all together. And then we found out that like we enjoy each other's company a lot.
Oh,
But
you're actually pretty
it's
cool.
But it's been a really unique thing to be able just to like see like how many people like that are even sober. Like you and this may just be in poor taste or poor form, but like you get to talking about that stuff and it's like they're like, oh yeah, man, like I remember like really liking that beer. Like I used to brew beer and all this stuff. And like you get them talking about all of the community and all that stuff. And as I'm saying this, I'm like, man, I really hope that's not triggering somebody into like relapse. But it is just really interesting because it's like almost everybody has had like a positive and a negative experience with beer. But it definitely is Sorry, I'm a verbal thinker. I think out loud a lot.
That's okay.
But
I'm the same way. I like having these kinds of conversations where it just kind of like bounces off and we kind of come up with ideas and thoughts as we go along. So
Yeah. No.
that's what it's all
Heck
about
yeah.
here. So
But yeah, man, that's really cool about their version for inclusivity and how that can bring. I mean, shoot, dude, anything can bring people together nowadays. So it's cool, man.
For sure. Yeah. And I really appreciate a push for more like community. And that's why I really enjoyed walking into the shop the first time, because it just felt really just open. And I felt really at home here because of all of this nostalgia of things that I grew up with, right? And I mean, we had some conversation with that the first time we met about that the first time we met, where it was like all these bands we used to listen to when we were in middle school and high school, and how they really changed our lives, you know?
Oh yeah, man.
And I don't know about what, I can't remember what yours was, but my first band that was like my music was Metallica. And I heard they were coming to town, and 99 Kiss, the rock station here in San Antonio, was playing just their entire discography straight through. And I fell in love.
Heck yeah.
Like it was like freedom in a sense, because it was my music, you know, and it was this like, don't let anybody tell you who to be kind of thing, you know. And that
Absolutely.
was the first time I received that message, because I grew up in the church, right? And so when I experienced Metallica and bands like that for the first time, I was just like, oh, I can be my own person. What? Like, yeah.
No,
So.
that's awesome, man. Yeah, I shoot. I remember the first time I heard, I think it was Pantera. My neighbor across the street from me played guitar, and he was I guess his band was learning how to play one of their songs, so he was in there just trying to pick it up. And I'm a 90s kid. So I my mom had me listening to Britney Spears and Backstreet Boys and all the boy bands of the day, and all the 90s country music, which the 90s country music holds a soft place in my heart. I don't tell very many people that, because obviously it's but
Look, we
it
all have our roots, man.
oh
I
yeah
80s and 90s country myself. I grew up with
yeah
a lot of that stuff. So,
perfect.
yeah, Randy Travis and Kenny Rogers
Oh
are
hell
like
yeah, man.
two of my favorites.
Yeah, dude. But yeah, man, I just remember hearing Pantera, and I was just like, holy shit, that sounds like a freaking freight train.
Game
And
changer.
yeah, I mean, much like yourself, like it was like I wasn't necessarily like raised with like a religious background by any means, but grew up out here in Burnie. Like, I mean, dude, it was a little podunk town back then. And I mean, if you listen to any rock and roll, it better be from the 70s and 80s, you know what I mean?
Gotcha,
And
yeah.
so listening to Vulgar Display of Power from Pantera, man, that was something that like it just fueled that inner. I didn't even know what angst was at the time. I think I was like maybe 10, and I was like, what are these feelings? Like the first time that you see a girl and you're just like, why am I feeling this? You know, you're just like, what on earth? And yeah, man, it was a really rad a rad rabbit hole to go down
Yeah.
for
Oh,
sure.
I totally hear you, man. It like and that angst, and I love the way you describe that, because like I think there's this, you know, you're kept in this little box for such a like long period of time when you're a child, and that first experience that's outside of what you know is just so enlightening, you know. And it's like you have a whole world out there to learn about and to figure out, and it's like that first moment of consciousness where you're like, oh shit, like what am I gonna do with all
Yeah,
this?
you're just like, I have no idea what's
Like,
going on right now, and I love it. Like the first time that you felt out of control and been okay with it. Yeah, that's awesome.
But yeah, I mean that's what really started it all for me too. And I mean I swear I walked in and I was just like, man, I feel like I'm in one of my like middle school, high school friends' bedrooms, you know, because like, and in a good way, because it was like everything that I loved about that time just like in my face, you know. And so you know, I've been reconnecting with some of those things actually since then,
Oh, sweet.
you know, things that I hadn't really done or listened to as much, or like just lifestyles, like punk rock stuff and metal and all that kind of stuff that I was really super into, and skateboarding, and just these things that just really brought me a lot of joy when I was
That's
that
awesome.
age. You know, I'm really reconnecting with them over the last several months, and it's been really nice.
That's really cool, man.
So.
Yeah, I appreciate hearing that, man. Like, this is it. It took me a long time to be okay with the fact that I'm sure there are plenty of other adults that are completely fine with it and have never had a reason to be against it. But being taught that, like, for your entire childhood, that, like, dude, this is a phase. You'll grow out of it. And you read the rock and roll magazines and you're like, no, this isn't a phase. But in a small town, you're like, oh, maybe it is a phase. Maybe I am going to grow up and not be into any of this. And it's a, I don't know, dude. I just want it to be a place where people can come in and be like, all right, man, like, I don't have to be this version of an adult. Like, I can be responsible and handle my shit, but I can
And still
also,
enjoy.
yeah, like, I can also still have fun and enjoy myself.
And I love that earlier you were talking about not taking things so seriously. And I think that can be so easy to do. And it, you go through life and you go to work and you go home and take care of the kids and you go home and take care of this and that and pay bills and all of this stuff. And it's really easy to take life too seriously.
Oh yeah, man. Because I mean, just everything that you just listed off, it's like you get buried under the weight of it, and it's almost like you forget how to live. But like you're just, it's like the life punch clock.
Oh my gosh.
You know, like you have like your checklist of to-dos for the day, and you just check them all off, and then go to sleep and wake up, and it's like, I mean,
What
good on
did
you for being
I
responsible like
do?
that. There's a lot of positives to that, but at the same time, it's like, man, we're not here for really all that long. You know, some of us longer than others, and it's like, man, I want to laugh more. You know,
For
like
sure.
I want to laugh so hard every day that I start crying. You know what I mean?
Love
Like
that.
I wish more people had that goal, because God, I feel like people would be a lot happier. I
Oh, for
think. I mean, I'm
absolutely.
just a barber. I don't know much, but it sounds like a good idea to me, a good place to start at least, you know?
I mean, you've talked to a lot of people and you've gotten a lot of insight over the last 6 years, and I think hearing, you've probably heard a lot of people talk about how miserable they are, living that regular, just like monotonous life. And I love these Buddhist concepts about, and I talk about Buddhism a lot because I really connected with the lifestyle of Buddhism when I learned about it. And they talk about how, like, washing the dishes is just something that you have to do. It's not good or bad. It's just something you have to do, right? And like having a sense of acceptance for the things that you just have to do, right? Like you eat, you sleep, you shit, you clean the dishes, you wash your clothes, that's just things that just have to happen. And so to have a mindset of just acceptance of those things can help you have a lot more joy for the things that, like, are out extraordinary. You know what I mean? So,
No, that's a really cool idea for sure.
yeah, and I think, it's a hard concept to grasp sometimes too, because it's like, if we're in a job that we don't like, right? Like you've experienced that, I've experienced that with Amazon, and being in a job that you don't like, is it can feed that negativity and feed that
Oh,
misery,
absolutely. Yeah.
and so to get hold of that concept and want to enjoy life,
Yeah.
so that's a
Yeah.
really important thing to be able to do, I think.
Oh, yeah, man. It's way too easy to, I don't know. I mean, we're creatures of habit and comfort, right? So it's like way too easy to get comfortable in an uncomfortable situation, which I know, like, being uncomfortable sometimes leads to a lot of really cool things. So not you can't discredit that, but yeah, man, if you're unhappy with your job, like, you don't have to stay there. I mean, that might be a very privileged thing to say, but at the same time, it's like, I don't know. I stuck in with jobs that I hated for years. My first job, I worked at a bicycle shop, and it's just changing flats for 8 hours a day, and it's like, that sucked, you know. But like, I had to pay the bills, and then one day I was like, I can pay the bills working something else that I might enjoy better, you know. And I don't know, man. It's a journey, dude.
For sure.
Like,
Well, and it's a big step too. It's a big step to, like, take the risk to s start a barbershop, to start a business, to go out and, like, take advantage of the opportunities that we do have,
Absolutely.
You know, and it's in, I know a lot of people are stuck in situations where they can't necessarily like change their situation or whatever, you know, but if you do have the opportunity, you do have that chance
Absolutely.
to like explore and find something that you really can make a difference doing for yourself and for the people around you, then like take that opportunity, you
Oh,
know.
yeah, man.
It'll lead to a I think a much more productive and healthy life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, and what I said earlier is not to like discredit like the people who have
Oh yeah,
a
not at
couple of
all.
kids at home, and it's like, you know, they're already like living paycheck to paycheck, like
Yeah.
been there doing that.
Well,
It's one of those things where it's like, you know, I mean, like I said, like I feel like that is a privileged thing to say, but at the same time, it's like I think more times than not, it's within our grasp, most of us.
yeah.
At least from time to time, it's not always going to be there.
Yeah, for
Like
sure.
luck is circumstantial, and it picks its times to rear its head, you know. It's like playing whack-a-mole.
Another thing that's not so serious that I haven't done in a long time, actually. I have been finding joy in going to arcades again lately, though.
Dude, hell yeah.
I you know, it's one of those things that I used to do when I was a kid quite a bit. Play video games, go to arcades, you know, and I recently have been around an 8-year-old pretty frequently. And so which is wonderful, and you know, he loves doing things like that, and so it's been really cool to get out and just do things that are just fun,
Oh,
you
dude,
know, they have no other ulterior motive. Like you just put some quarters in a game machine and just play pinball for an hour, you
Yeah,
know,
dude.
like
Our friends opened up Hamby's a couple blocks down from here.
yeah.
All of you guys that don't live in Burnie that don't know what that is, it's an old Smashburger joint that they brought back to life and stuck a bunch of pinball machines in there, and they have
Yeah.
taken way too much of my money. They also have amazing beer.
They do. Yeah.
But
Cibolo Creek Brewing, you guys are great. Thank you.
No, love y'all. But yeah, dude, them putting pinball machines in there has like recharged that like inner kid.
Yeah.
And like me and a bunch of other people like yourself, and my good Lord, half the time we'll walk over there for a long lunch in the middle of the day and just go play
Nice.
pinball.
Yeah, just
It
get a burger and play some pinball.
Work hard and play harder, you know.
Hey, just text me next time you do that, all right? I'll come meet you.
Hell yeah.
I love stuff like that,
Dude, right on.
but yeah, so I love the like the influence for all of this, and I want to know a little bit more about what like where do you see yourself like in the next several years? Like is this something that you want to do for a long time, or
Oh yeah.
what's your kind of life goals you got going?
Yeah, man. I think like my goals for this have changed drastically. So I opened this place up 4 years ago.
Okay.
March will be 4 years ago of 2020. And man, back then I just wanted something that was super small and no one could change it, no one could mess with it. It was just me. And a really small, I think it was like a 400 square foot. I mean, it was just a room, you know? And
Just a chair, a room and a chair.
yeah, and then about 2 years after that, I moved into a little bit of a bigger spot, added a second chair, was able to bring on my barber that I actually used to work with that taught me how to cut hair a long time ago. She her shop had closed just due to a bunch of weird circumstances, and so she started cutting with me. And I mean, man, like all these snowball effect things to say, like I never even thought that it would get to this point. So I just want to keep doing this and seeing where it goes. I
Just take it
mean,
as it comes.
yeah, man, like my obviously like music is one of the most important things in my life to me. I feel like at multiple times in my life, it's, you know, the cliche thing like music saved my life, you know, but it's I really think like it gave me a purpose when I didn't feel purpose. And so I
I get that.
really want to start trying to like expand the shop into being, you know, as much of a like a record shop and or a music venue, which
That would be
obviously
amazing.
this spot's really small for a music venue, but I mean
Yeah.
it I really want to start doing more stuff with music and just trying really hard to create a space that is more accessible for people who never really felt welcome to be themselves in this town.
Oh, I love that.
And it's like, not, I'm not trying to talk shit on our town at all. I've had plenty of chances to move away from here and I've stuck around. I love this town, but it wasn't always the nicest place to me. And obviously that's changed a lot. But yeah, I really just want this place to be a place where, you know, like we can do a freaking podcast on a Monday evening, you know,
That's
and
great.
have bands play and have kids buy their first Metallica or Pantera record here at some point, you know.
Yes,
We're
love
a
that.
long ways away from that, but I really that, and I also just want to, you know, serve our town and,
Yeah.
you know, I mean.
Well, you know, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with trying to bring a different perspective to a town like this, like Vernon. Like you said, it's a great town. It's a beautiful town, but there is also room for more perspective under an understanding of the world outside of
Absolutely.
this town. You know, and you bringing something like this in here, you know, it's very attractive and it's very like alternative, as they would probably say, you know, in the community. But it's going to be a great experience and a great opportunity for a lot of the kids and younger people around here to be like, oh man, there's a lot to see here. There's a lot to
Oh,
learn, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah, no, and I mean,
So it's
I
pretty cool.
appreciate you saying that.
Into the Dark Blue has partnered with our favorite CBD shop, Alamo Botanicals, to give you guys easy access to your favorite CBD products. My personal favorite is the water-soluble CBD that you can drop in your water in the morning and head out the door. It'll help you with your focus and anxiety throughout the day and simply just help you get your job done a little bit easier. I also really enjoy the Moringa skin food. It's great to get rid of some of those blemishes and red spots on the skin and just really give you a nice, healthy glow. So head over to alamobotanicals.com, save yourself 10% with promo code DARKBLUE, all caps DARKBLUE. A portion of that also goes to help us with our mission to create men's groups all around the country at independent breweries. So help us make that happen and help yourself be a little healthier as well. Head over to alamobotanicals.com.
I stole a catchphrase from somebody back whenever I first started, but probably not for everyone, is like become like the shop's mantra.
Yeah, I
And
love that.
it's, you know, I wish more people, especially businesses, thought that way, because everybody's so focused on catering to everybody.
Yes.
And it's like, man, all of us have our strong suits. So like stay in your lane and other people end up in that lane with you. And it's like, man, if you don't like rock and roll, that's fine. If you want to go listen to country music while you're getting your haircut,
It's okay.
that's your cup of tea. I'm fine with that. You know, I think that's just something that I really want people to understand, that it's like, it's okay to be you. It's
Yeah.
okay to be different.
Dude.
Like I don't know, man. And I might be that might be like childhood issues coming up of, you know, getting picked on all throughout grade school for being into this stuff, but it's like, I don't know, man. I made it to my mid-30s and I'm
Right?
still into all this stuff, and
Man.
it no nobody's killed me for it, so you
For
know,
sure.
like that to me is the worst that can happen, so
Absolutely. And I honestly, if I had gotten that message like when I was in elementary school, that it's okay to be you, if
Oh,
I had
for
gotten that
real.
message that early,
Right?
even I would have lived probably a very different life, because
Oh,
like I
dude,
spent
yeah.
so much time trying to like be what everyone else wanted me to be, or what I
Yeah.
thought everyone else wanted me to be, or like shifting my personality based off of people making fun of me for this or that or whatever.
Dude, 100%. Yeah.
And you know, it wasn't until I discovered this stuff that I was like, okay, there's some room for me to like be myself, you know.
Yeah.
But it wasn't until my 30s where I finally was just like, fuck it, like I'm gonna
Yeah.
be whoever I want to be,
Dude, 100%.
and
Yeah.
I don't care what anybody else has to say about it,
Yep.
you know.
Yeah.
And to be a catalyst to help somebody have that realization, even just one person have that realization
Exactly.
a little bit
Yeah.
earlier in their life, you
Oh,
know?
dude, yeah, because I mean, shit, dude, I struggle with that daily. I mean, that's like what this whole business is around, and it's like, I don't think very many people understand that it's like every day I'm like, did I make the right decision posting that on Instagram? That was 100% me, but is the public okay with that? It's like, man, as long as you're not being hateful towards other people, dude, be yourself. Like, fuck it. If somebody doesn't like you, Is that big of a loss?
No,
I really don't know.
probably not. And honestly, if they're that worried about not liking you, then you probably don't want to be around them anyway.
Yeah,
You know?
exactly. Yeah.
And you know, the fact that we have to think about that so hard of
Yeah.
like, you know, is that story that's going to be up for 24 hours going to offend enough people to where my business is going to be, you know, like in jeopardy. You know,
Yeah,
we have
yeah.
these thoughts of like, yeah, and that's just, those are scary thoughts to have,
Oh, they
you
are.
know?
Well, and I mean, even if you're not a business owner, it's just like, is this gonna get me like ousted
Yeah.
with like my work? Because nowadays, you know, social media is like it's you know, tinfoil hat, it's Big Brother. And it's like our no matter whether or not you're working in a corporate job or something like that, like you post something,
Someone's gonna see it.
someone's gonna see it. And that's something that a lot of kids that I talk to have zero field of vision for. And it's like, nah, dude, like if you're gonna post something, that better be a conscious decision. And you better understand that, like, I mean, most of the things people post are harmless, but every now and then you're gonna post something that somebody's gonna take way out of context. And it's the downside. Again, going back to why I like barbering, like you get to have conversations.
Like
You get
face-to-face
yeah, like
conversations.
you get to explain yourself, you know? It's you don't get to do that with the majority of shit existence anymore.
Yeah, the
Everybody just
30-second
sees it
clips
at
that end
face
up.
value, you know? Yeah.
So what would you say is one of the most common themes that you hear from people about like the things that they struggle with or like difficulties they experience?
Man, I feel like a lot of it stems from work issues. Being undervalued at their work, being overworked and undervalued and underpaid and all that stuff. That's something that I hear, God, dude, probably the overwhelming majority of time, that and like marital stuff. But it a lot of times though, the marital issues come from never being home because of work. And it's you know, that so I think that's like at the forefront of that group of issues.
Yeah, for
So
sure.
yeah, I mean, I definitely think that's something that a lot of guys struggle with.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, a lot of guys find their worth in their profession. You know, like
Yeah.
I am a electrician. I am, you know, business,
Yeah.
whatever. I, you know, just whatever it might be. I feel like that's we find we kind of like hold our identity in our profession.
I think so. Yeah.
And
Hundred
it's
percent.
when our profession, when things aren't going well at work and our identity is challenged, I think that's when a lot of guys struggle so much to really be the best spouse they can be or be, you know,
Yeah.
whatever, because their identity is like shattered, you know?
Oh,
So
dude,
it's
yeah.
like, and if you don't have a supportive foundation at home who can understand
Yeah.
like, you know, you're not where you want to be in life
Yeah.
or whatever, then it's like you're just kind of caught between in this like purgatory of
Oh
not happy
yeah.
at work and not happy at home. And
Yeah, well, 'cause I mean if you think about it, I mean hell, all of us for the most part spend more time at work than we do at home. Like so if the majority of your conscious day is spent in a less than productive place, mentally productive place, we'll call it emotionally whatever you want to call it. It's, I mean, that's going to affect everything else. I mean, that's, you know, that's the soil that your roots are in. Like, if you're watering that with fertilizer, it's cool. If you're watering it with piss, not so much.
It's not going to
Like,
do much for
pardon the crude
you.
analogy, but it's like, I mean, yeah,
It's
dude.
very true though.
Yeah. Well, and I think a lot of guys too, like, you know, you look back at like our grandfathers and then our fathers, and it's like, work has been everybody's identity. Like your self-worth was always on your work ethic. And not that there's anything wrong with that, but you look at like a pendulum, right? And it's like whenever it swings to one side or the other, those extremes have inertia behind them. And whenever it's in harmony is whenever it stops swinging. And so it's like, okay, cool. Like I don't have to have my granddad's work ethic, but I also don't want to be like this kid who's just watching TikTok and Instagram videos all day playing Minecraft. Like I need to like
Find some balance.
find some balance, like wake up, get my shit done, but also be able to go home and tune out work a little bit, which I'm preaching at the choir. Like I've been here sun up to sundown for the last 7 months and have barely seen my wife
Right.
trying to work on getting this done. And thankfully she's incredibly supportive. But at
Yeah.
some point there will come a reckoning of
Right.
her being like, all right, dude,
It's time.
are you my spouse or are you my roommate? Like you gotta pick.
Oh man.
So it yeah, man, it's a balancing act
Yeah.
for sure.
It absolutely is. And I mean it's great to have somebody on your in your corner who sees that, who sees what you're trying to do, and has patience with that. And that I think can be the hardest thing if you do step out and try to do what's best for you and what's authentic to you. Because it can be really easy to not support that stuff,
Oh,
to not
absolutely.
be there for somebody who's like trying to find their way in something that they're building on their own.
And that's a really tough spot too, because I mean, if you're talking like the marriage aspect or just the relationship aspect, like it's a give and take. So it's like, just because this is, speaking out of my experience, just because this is my dream doesn't mean it should affect hers. There's a time for each of those to have their time in the sun, so to speak, but it's like we are two individual people that chose to spend our lives together. And it's like I can't just be 100% self-centered on this, and I shouldn't ever expect her
Oh my
to be
gosh.
all like, hey, whatever you want, dude. Like, man,
I love that you said that.
we're not the traditional like household where it's like I go home and I'm like, woman, what'd you make me for dinner? It's like she'll tell me to kick rocks. So
Yeah, right. And that's what I love that. I think that, I think our generation, like millennial and down, we have much more balance in like the expectations of
God, I hope so.
relationships and the roles and stuff. And I love that you talked about being two individual people that decided to spend life together, right? Because like I think it's so often people are like, oh, well, now we're one, now we're whole, now we're, and I hate that comparison so much, because like, I in my experience in relationships, every time they have been become codependent in that way, the love gets lost because you're no longer the person you were when you met them. And when you're just trying to be 100% cohesive to a fault where it's like you're losing purpose in a sense, life purpose, then that's definitely a dangerous territory to be in.
Oh, dude, for sure. Like, I don't know. I heard some, I'm gonna butcher this, but hopefully the general picture of it gets across. But it's like, whenever you need something, you're gonna squeeze the life out of it.
Yes.
Whenever you want something, you're gonna cherish it.
Yes.
And it's like, God, I wish I could remember it. That's not exactly what the quote was, but I really wish I could remember where I heard that. But yeah, man, like that's true for everything in life, not just relationships.
Absolutely.
Like you put too much pressure on something, it's gonna crack. And it
That's so true.
yeah.
Yeah, but it doesn't really matter what it is. That will happen across the board.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that said, I admire what you're doing. I admire that
Thank you.
you are, taking the steps to build something that's yours, something that you are passionate about, something you find purpose in, right?
Appreciate that, man.
And that's something that, I would encourage anybody to do if they have the opportunity and the ability to take a little risk
Yeah,
and
man. Well,
try
I
to do
appreciate
something they
that.
love.
Oh, and I mean, dude, right back at you. I
Thank
mean,
you.
we were talking about this earlier, like off camera, but it's people don't understand how much work goes into doing these podcasts and all the stuff that you're looking at doing, and your desire to help people is man, if there were just a handful of more people that thought like that in this world, man, I think it would be a much better place,
I hear
So
you.
I greatly admire and appreciate and value what you're doing too.
Thanks,
It's
man.
awesome, man.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, dude. Of course.
With that, I love asking people what is one piece of life advice that you would give everybody listening.
Oh shit. This is probably gonna be something my grandfather said.
Generational wisdom, love it.
Man, The phrase that I utter every single day is different strokes for different folks. I don't think I fully comprehend. I probably still don't fully comprehend what that means, but that has served me so well in dropping the expectation for everybody to fit into my mold of what right, wrong, cool, lame, you name it is. It's a, you know, at the end of the day, like we're all unique, we're all awesome, we're all fucked up. Like it, but at the end of the day, like we all have something to add to our communities and those around us. And
yeah,
whether your sphere of influence is 2, 3, 4, or 5 people, or you know, you have a platform like this where who knows how many people watch this, it's like, man, be yourself. Going back full circle, man. It's like, be yourself. You're not going to be everybody's cup of tea. They're not going to be yours, and that's fine.
Yeah,
you know. So yeah, different strokes for different folks. That was something my grandfather told me every time I said somebody looked like an idiot.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yep.
Sounds like a cool grandfather.
Oh, dude, he was awesome.
Yeah,
he would have kicked my ass 10 times over if he had been around the last 10 years. But yeah,
nice.
Well, hopefully, wherever he's at, whatever, you know. Afterlife, not afterlife. Hopefully he's proud.
I'm sure he is. This is really cool. You've got such a great thing going here and something that small towns across the country need more than they probably realize. So
I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Yep, no problem. And thank you so much for doing this with me. I really appreciate it.
Dude, fuck yeah, man. Thank you for having a beer.
Anytime
somebody wants to drink a beer, I'm like, sure, what are we doing?
There for it.
Painting fingernails, doing a podcast, playing guitar. I'm there.
Yeah. So and I'm really looking forward to your grand opening on the 24th. That'll be really great too. What all do you have going on for that?
So yeah, we have 2 metal bands out of Austin. Band called Sudden Death and another band called Duel. So they're going to be playing out in the parking lot. We did a beer collaboration with Cibolo Creek Brewing. We did a light American rice lager.
Mm-hmm.
So looking forward to that. That's only going to be available at the grand opening.
Okay.
We only made, I think, 28 gallons.
Oh, wow.
28 or 30. I don't know. Math is hard. That's one of the barbers.
I'll definitely be buying for a pint of that then.
Heck yeah, man. And it's going to be free. We're gonna have a kick-ass food truck called Lupe's Mextex.
Okay.
I always fear that I'm getting that wrong, but it is Mextex.
Mexican first within Texas.
Yeah,
got it.
Then we're gonna have a guy by the name of Blue Rooster out here. He's gonna be doing pinstriping and just selling a bunch of really cool artwork.
Cool.
Then we'll have a merch tent and all that stuff set up. I think finally gonna be cutting all of my hair off. We're gonna be doing a raffle.
What?
To buzz all of this off.
So, all right.
Yeah. Save up your pennies. $5 a raffle ticket, I think. And whoever the lucky winner is, they get to mow the mop off.
Very cool.
And ultimately, just hopefully having a lot of fun. That's the main thing.
That's the goal, right?
We're going to have a bunch of classic cars out there, too. So nice. I'm sure some of my friends are going to end up doing burnouts and getting the cops called on us. And,
for sure. Yeah.
You know.
I mean, what's a party if you don't get the cops called on you?
Yeah. I mean, there's only one way to say, hey, Bernie, we're here.
So, I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. So
cool, man.
Yeah, man.
And people can find you at just at the Beats Barbershop.
On Instagram. We're on Facebook. I really never pay attention to Facebook. It's mainly all Instagram. So cool. I really don't pay too much attention to social media, unfortunately. I kind of treat it as a joke. So
yeah.
If you follow us, just be prepared. I'm gonna post stuff that you probably don't like. And you might like it. Who knows? If anything, hopefully it makes you laugh before you hit the unfollow button. So yeah.
Cool. Perfect, man. That sounds good. Well, I'll see you out here for the grand opening for sure.
Hell yeah, man.
Definitely going to stop by and get this out before then as well. So we can use it to.
I'm looking forward to hearing how ridiculous my voice sounds on a recording.
It's hard to get used to, man.
This is why I was never a musician.
Yeah, it's every time I hear my voice, I'm just like, what was I doing?
Yeah.
Is that me? So anyway, but thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it, dude. Cheers.
Yeah, cheers. Empty glasses.
Empty glass, cheers.
We got to go get refills.
Yes, we absolutely do.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day. See you next time.
I want to thank you for venturing into the dark blue with us today, where we're always striving to foster a community of peers which empowers mental wellness, positive growth, and social awareness. If you like what we're doing and would like to support our community, you can purchase a pint glass or t-shirt from Sheath Underwear via the link on our merch tab at www.intothedarkblue.com or message us to make a one-time donation. All proceeds go to men's mental wellness initiatives. If you ever need a listening ear, feel free to message us on the website or at @into_the_darkblue on Instagram. If you have an emergency or need help from a professional therapist, we offer several resources on our Get Help page. Last but not least, know your limits and drink smart. Cheers.